Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Good day to you all. I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Pastor Arthur Nyamgoneka. I am from the Apostolic Faith Mission, and I'm so excited to be here or back again. We are laboring under the theme on divine healing. We're talking about divine healing. We are bringing solutions to those who are suffering through sicknesses and diseases. And this is the word for you. If you are here and you are not feeling well in your body, this is your message. If you have got a relative who is not feeling well, if you've got a loved one who is not feeling well, this is also the word for you. Right. So remember, you can have somebody who is not feeling well, and you can exercise faith on their behalf, and they can actually get healed based on your faith. Remember the story of the Roman centurion, right, who invited Jesus to his house so that his servant could be made well or could be healed. Now the Bible tells us that as Jesus was on his way to the Roman centurion's house, right, there's something wonderful or remarkable that the Roman centurion did. Right, he told Jesus that you don't have to come all the way to my house. He says, for I know that you are a man of authority, as I am a man of authority as well. Your word is authoritative enough. When you give a command, right, things respond. Right, just like when I give a command to my soldiers and my servants, my word is, you know, good enough. When I give a command, then they run around making sure that they follow that order. So he told Jesus, you don't have to come all the way to my house. Just give a word. Your word is good enough. And when Jesus heard that, the Bible tells us that Jesus marveled. Jesus marveled at the kind of faith that the Roman centurion had displayed. Right? Jesus then spoke a word, right? As he spoke a word, we are told that the Roman centurion at that very hour, at that very moment, he started recovering. He got well, right? So this shows that the Roman centurion exercised faith on behalf of his servant, and the servant got well. So you can also do the same thing with your loved one, right? If you want to see your loved one getting well, just speak a word upon their lives. Speak a word upon their lives, and I tell you, you will see the word of God being manifested upon their lives. So you can also go ahead and do that. Right. But now, I just wanted to come back to my session today. The topic, I've titled it, Faith for Divine Healing. Faith for Divine Healing. Right. Faith for Divine Healing. So now, we've got a wonderful story here from the Bible. We get it from Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34. Right, we are told here that and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. Verse 34. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Wow. What a remarkable, what a wonderful story. Right. This story is teaching us on faith for divine healing. Faith for divine healing. Right. So now we are told that this woman had a condition that had lasted for 12 years. For 12 years, she has had a condition of the issue of blood. Right. So she was suffering from a condition called hemorrhage. Right. This is the issue of blood. And we are told here that she had actually been visiting many physicians. She had spent all that she had and she did not get any better. Rather, she grew worse. Right. Doesn't this sound familiar to a lot of us? Doesn't this sound familiar to many of us? We have tried everything. You have tried specialists. You have tried, everything. You have tried everything, but your situation has not grown any better. In fact, you have actually become worse and worse and worse. I'm here to give you an announcement that this does not have to continue. This has to stop right here, right? The sickness has to stop right here, right now, in the name of Jesus. But let's follow through what this lady did. The Bible tells us in verse 27 that when she had heard of Jesus, I think in the second topic I spoke about hear and be healed. That was the topic, or that was the title of my message. I said hear and be healed. So now we are seeing the same thing here. The lady heard of Jesus. As Jesus was speaking, as Jesus was ministering, as Jesus was teaching, she heard the message. She heard the message. And the message that she heard, look at how it changed her behavior. You see, when the message of God does not change your behavior, if the message of God does not change the way you think, if the message of God does not change your behavior, if the message of God does not change your actions, then nothing else will. Because it is in the changing of your behavior, it is in the changing of your mindset, it is in the changing of your actions where you are able to appropriate the promise from the word of God. So she heard the message, and let's look at what she did after that. When she heard the message, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. So there were so many people who were thronging Jesus. They were pressing on him. And when she heard the message, she did not see any barriers. As many people were pressing behind Jesus, wanting to get his attention, wanting to touch him, she heard the message, and the message pushed her to do something that, you know, not any normal human being can do. This was a sick woman who, nevertheless, or notwithstanding so many people who were pressing on Jesus, she decided to press her way through so that she could only touch his garment. You see what the word of God does? When the announcement is made, it changes you, it changes your confession, it changes your behavior, it changes even your action, just like it did to this woman. She decided that I'm not going to let this crowd, rob me of my opportunity. I'm going to press my way through and I'm going to touch the hem of that garment. And when I touch, I am going to be healed. The word of God propelled her into action. Just like the word of God that you are hearing today should propel you into action. What is your action today when you hear the word of God? Because it is in acting the word of God, it is in practicing the word of God where you are able to appropriate the results. Hallelujah. So she pressed her way through and she touched the hem of his garment. Let's follow through the story. Verse 27. She came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, she had made a confession. right? So this is you hearing the word. This is the lady hearing the word. And when she heard the word, before she even came in the press, she had said to herself, the Bible is telling us on verse 28, for she said, if I may touch but his garment, I shall be whole. She told herself, she made a confession that if I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. I shall be made whole. She made that confession. She did not just make a confession. After she had made that confession, she pressed her way through. She pushed her way through. She did not see the crowd. In her mind, she had seen herself going through, right through to Jesus and touched his garment. That's what she did. She made a confession and she did what she told herself. Hallelujah. Do the same thing. Do the same thing. Tell yourself that after I've heard this word, this message, that tells me that divine healing is there. After I've heard this message, I am going to walk out of this wheelchair. I'm going to do what my hand could not be able to do. If my hand could not be able to rise in the air, I'm going to raise it up and my hand shall be raised and I shall be made whole. And you go ahead and do that. Because the word of God works. Hallelujah. The word of God works. This is what this woman did. She pressed her way through and touched his garment. And immediately, the Bible is telling us in verse 29, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body. You have to feel it in your body, right? She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. So you should also feel in your body. The sickness has to, you have to know that it is gone. Physically, the healing has to manifest on your body. And you will know that it is gone. How do you know? You will know by doing what you could not be able to do. Hallelujah. Now we are told here that Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, he turned about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" Who touched my... I love that question. You see, the touch from a person who has got faith, the touch from a person whose mind has been changed, whose behavior now has been changed and whose action has been changed by the word, the touch of that person is different from the touch of a person who is just, taking things lightly as far as the word of God is concerned. Jesus had to turn about and ask, "Who has touched me?" And yet there were a lot of people touching Jesus. There were a lot of people thronging on him. But this time around, he had to ask, "Who touched me?" Because the touch of that woman caused virtue. It caused the power, right? It caused the power to be drawn out of him. And he felt the drawing of power out of him. And that's why he had to ask, no. There's somebody who has touched me. And this was a spiritual language. He was talking about a spiritual language. So now, it is the same thing to you when you are charged up. When your faith is charged up and you go for the word of God and you do what the word of God is saying, definitely you shall experience the power of God upon your life. So exercise this faith upon your life just like this woman did. Right? Just like this woman did. Because Jesus ended up saying to her in verse 34, "Daughter, your faith has made thee whole. Your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." So it is faith in action. How do you get that about? You hear the word, you confess the word, and you do what the word is telling you to do. And as you do that, may God bless you. Tell us about your testimonies and tell us what God is doing in your life. Amen.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.